As the coronavirus has spread across the world, Africa has watched with concern. There are only about 400 cases on the whole continent. Still, the virus is slowly spreading there. And as Europe begins closing its borders, African nations are taking measures of their own. The world's Halima Gikandi has our story.
This week, Tanzania, Somalia, Liberia, and Benin confirmed their first cases. Dr. Mary Stephen is an officer at the World Health Organization's Africa region in Brazzaville, Congo. She says African countries have been preparing since the beginning of the outbreak in China. Among their top priorities, increasing testing capacity, which has become a big problem in countries like the United States.
Within 1 month, we have moved from two reference laboratories in two countries to 40 countries that are able to now test and confirm COVID-19.
Scaling up this testing capacity will be crucial for tracking the number of coronavirus cases as they rise. So far, the majority of those cases have been imported not from China, but from Europe and the United States.
Mostly, we saw Europeans coming back for work in Africa and then, of course, importing the disease.
That's why African countries are closing off their borders to Europe, the United States, and other places with high rates of community transmission.
We're imposing a travel ban on foreign nationals from high-risk countries such as Italy, Iran, South Korea, Spain, Germany.
That's President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa. He addressed the country over the weekend and announced a state of disaster as the cases of COVID-19 surpassed 60. The president also put restrictions on foreign visas.
We have canceled visas to visitors from those countries from today, and previously granted visas are hereby revoked.
According to South Africa's national news agency, more than 8,000 visas from Europe and China have been canceled. Since the weekend, a flood of other African countries have announced similar travel restrictions. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, went one step further, saying he would suspend travel for people coming from any country that has reported coronavirus cases.
Only Kenyan citizens and foreigners with valid residence permits will be allowed to come in.
Dr. Mary Stephen says that while the WHO isn't recommending these types of travel restrictions, countries might be trying to buy themselves time to slow the rates of infection.
Containment will depend on early detection, isolation of the cases, tracking all the contacts, and monitoring them for 14 days.
Many people have warned that COVID-19 could be a disaster in African countries due to their weak health systems. But Dr. Stephen notes that the Ebola outbreak helped them lay a solid groundwork to deal with these types of outbreaks. She says there is still a very good chance at containing new coronavirus cases as they emerge.
So not just a chance, a very good chance. A very good chance for containment. We wouldn't say it's out of hand yet.
Dr. Stephen says the goal is to avoid having a scenario like Italy, where local health systems have become completely overwhelmed. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.